Thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You are listening to episode 129. This and all of our episodes are available right at milehighshow.com. Please go there and listen and check it out. There is a tab at the top for past episodes where you can search by name or category or keyword. And if you were to type in the name Danny Fisher, D-A-N-I, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, you would find a whole slew of episodes that she was both a guest on and a guest host. She used to be fairly involved with the Mile High Show. Well, now she is involved with lots of other things, including her business partner, Stephanie Leon. And you are going to be listening to myself, Danny Fisher, and Stephanie Leon right after this their location, the Coyote Studios at the corner of Spouse and Robert Road in Prescott Valley. It is a clubhouse, I think is how they described it, a hangout for artists, people who enjoy art, people who just like to get their hands dirty with some paint and clay, and musicians as well. They host an open mic there two nights a week. Right now, it's going to probably expand. They are Thursday and Saturday evenings. You can find out about their open mic, their classes, their workshops, and all the nice stuff they're doing with summer camps and school activities. They go into our schools, both here and out in the Verde, through their Mud Puppies children's art camps. And you can find out all of that information at coyotestudios.com. Again, that's Coyote, like clay and coyote mix. Get that? You'll know why when you look at their banner and their logo. Coyotestudios.com. So sit back and enjoy my conversation with Danny Fisher and Stephanie Leon, and just hear about what's going on, what they're up to, and why they're doing it. Also, they are Stephanie specifically has been involved with CASA for Kids, the foster children program and support group here in our area. And we talk a little bit about that. We give some information on how you can help donate on the Arizona Gives a Day, I think it's called. Anyway, listen to the show. You'll understand. It's April 4th, where all of your donation dollars will be matched. And there are links to the websites that we support here and that they are promoting right there in our show notes at milehighshow.com. You know what else is right there? Is a banner way at the bottom of the page at milehighshow.com is an Amazon banner, and that is a way you can support our show. Now, this is a personal plea to a guest we had here in town. Good friends of mine, Mr. Ron and Tammy Pitts, were in town traveling from finishing a vacation down in the Tucson area on their way back to California with their daughter Taylor. Were in town. They came out and hung out with us for the day on Thursday, and we got a chance to check out a Northern Arizona Suns game. That was a lot of fun. The Development League for the NBA Suns right here in Prescott Valley. So thank you, Ashley Stovall and Catfish, for helping us out and getting in there and having some fun. We had a blast, then went and listened to some music at the Raven Cafe. Drew Hall and Anton Teschner, the Drew and Anton acoustic duo. Had a lot of fun, and then they got in their car the next day and went on back to California. So thanks to Ron, Tammy, and Taylor for taking the time and visiting. The reason I bring that up is this is a personal plea because I understand that Tammy does in fact have a problem. She has an abuse problem, an addiction to Amazon. So we're hoping she channels that addiction, that problem that she has, in a way that can benefit the Mile High Show. And that is if Tammy and all of you out there use the link at milehighshow.com, the Amazon banner across the bottom of the page, click on that. That takes you to your standard Amazon or your Amazon Prime login page. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It just takes another second. Actually, why don't you just bookmark MileHighShow.com and label it Amazon, either in your toolbar or your bookmarks or right there on the desktop. And just use that for all of your online shopping. That is a way for you to get all the great deals you get online through Amazon, but it lets Amazon know you got there through us. Support the Clayote Studios by buying some arts supplies and then going on over there and taking some classes. Pick up a kazoo or a ukulele and go to their music open mics, which are at Thursday and Saturday evenings. Listings for those are at clayotestudios.com. But do all that. Get all those supplies. Get those instruments by using the Amazon banner at milehighshow.com to show your support for the show, which in turn shows your support for local artists and entertainers and musicians and all those groovy characters that we talk to here on the Mile High Show. That's a way you can support us and in turn support the local community as well. Also, you can use the BarkBox banner right there at milehighshow.com, and that is a way you can make your pets happy, which also makes your home happy, because happy pets make happy homes. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy, and you can get a free month of supplies, toys, and treats for your furry friends through BarkBox by using the banner at milehighshow.com. One more commercial, and then we'll get on with the show with Stephanie Leon and Danny Fisher from Clayote Studios, is by using the Audible link right there at milehighshow.com and pick up a free audiobook. You can choose from over 180,000 titles, and by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout, using that little clicker right there at milehighshow.com, the code MILEHIGH at checkout gives you a free audio download. And you know what? If you get that, listen to it, and you don't like it, you can trade it in, no questions asked, for another one, and you get a free 30-day trial membership by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. How about this as a selection? Written by Mason Curry, narrated by Adam Werner. Daily Rituals, How Artists Work. Right in line with our ClayoteStudios.com episode here, Franz Kafka, frustrated by his living quarters and day job, wrote a letter in 1912, struggling with his apartment. He says, "His time is short. My strength is limited. The office is a horror. The apartment is noisy. And if a pleasant, straightforward life is not possible, then one must try to wiggle through by subtle maneuvers." And subtle maneuvers he did. Franz Kafka writing some incredible work. He is one of 161 inspired and inspiring minds, among them novelists, poets, playwrights, painters, philosophers, scientists, mathematicians. They describe how they maneuver the obstacles of daily rituals to get their work done, whether by self-medicating with donuts, bathing, drinking vast quantities of coffee, or taking long daily walks. The daily rituals of artists and movers and shakers, all kinds here. Thomas Wolfe wrote standing up in his kitchen using the top of his refrigerator as a desk. Everybody from Karl Marx, Woody Allen, Agatha Christie, Leo Tolstoy, Charles Dickens, Pablo Picasso, George Gershwin, they talk about their daily rituals, and it is a brilliantly compiled and edited, filled with detail and anecdote. Daily Rituals is irresistible, addictive, and magically inspiring, and you can get a free unabridged audio copy of that by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout when you click that Audible link at milehighshow.com. Do so and learn what inspired these 161 artists, mathematicians, poets, playwrights, painters, philosophers, all those crazy, crazy creative minds and how they worked. The book is Daily Rituals, How Artists Work, and you can get it free along with a 30-day free trial by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout on that audible.com link at milehighshow.com. And then you too could be a great artist like Danny Fisher, Stephanie Leon, Pablo Picasso. See how I threw my guests in there with that big list? So support the show, BarkBox, Amazon, Audible, ClayoteStudios.com. And Tammy, you really need help. I hear you have a big problem with shopping. But if you're going to have a problem, shop through my link. Support the show. Sit back and enjoy my conversation with Danny Fisher, Stephanie Leon at ClayoteStudios.com. We'll talk to you soon. Why am I here at Clayote Studios? Gosh, you.
What?
Got really intense for a
second. See why
there.
She needs it?
Goodness. Get it nice and close.
I'm Stephanie Leon. I'm here at Clayote Studios. It's a little collaboration that my business partner and I just opened up because we're really passionate about teaching and we love art. We want everyone else to love art. We want everyone to know that they can do art. And it's just such a fun place and we love
and
it.
And who's your partner?
Danny Fisher.
No stranger to these mics.
Oh, no.
No, I probably just, spread a lot of germs.
Just strange. Not a stranger, just strange. How you been, Danny? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Pretty good. I'm staying busy and getting ready to do the garden again. And I get Sundays off, which is awesome. So we fire the kiln at my house and then have a potluck and have our friends come over for music on every Sunday. So,
cool.
Except for this Sunday because it's Ben's birthday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Now, when did you move into the spot?
We got the spot in August and opened in September, and our grand opening wasn't quite till October, but we did it like a mini opening on September 23rd.
Yeah.
And correct before, I kind of missed it when we were talking off mic. Website up? Website not up?
Yes.
How do they reach you guys? What's your address? What's the best phone number? What's the best website?
So our website is ClayoteStudios.com, ClayoteStudios.com. It's like a coyote.
Coyote and clay.
Yeah, clay and coyotes. And our logo is a really cute howling coyote.
That's kind of been your, Danny, that's kind of been your logo? Is that the right word for it? Because you've incorporated that.
It's kind of been
like in a lot of different art.
Well, right? We had the first Clayote. I had the first Clayote in Boyertown in 2009 to almost 2015.
Is that Pennsylvania?
Yes. Okay. And we also had a coyote as the logo, and then the sea was the moon. But so when I was running the fair and my life was in shambles with no cars and everything was nutty, Stephanie and I just got this building, and Stephanie lives around the corner. You know, I live in Chino. Had no car. I was
still in the same place?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was so worried, like, Stephanie's going to think I'm a crappy business partner. Nothing's getting done. Nothing's happening here. And I come in, and that's our new logo right there on the wall. She had the walls painted. She already had art up. She handmade, like, 20 aprons.
Did you guys do the floor, or was this already here?
Yeah, I did the floor.
I like this. This is
Thanks.
Deep.
Yeah, so she made 20 aprons and had everything. She's just really offers. When it was me and Chris, it was me and Chris, and it was an old antique building, and it was bigger, and that was the one in Pennsylvania. But with Stephanie, I mean, I've known her 10 years from Franklin, and she actually named her daughter Danielle. So she has a 10-year-old daughter named Danielle.
Oh my but
I know, I just love her name so much.
And she's totally a handful. Do you believe it?
Yes, I do. I was just going to say that. What is the future in store for that young little girl?
Her little bird in a nest is over there. She's a great artist.
Oh, amazing.
So you guys met up then. Was that when you were here, obviously, before you went to Pennsylvania? And I don't remember what episode. I'll put a link because we sat down over at Gabby's and had a nice conversation.
And I was like, I'm not going to open another Clayote, remember?
Yeah. it had a lot of your history dealing with before your move back east and your involvement with the schools. And we'll get into some of that. But I met her when I ran
Mud Puppies in this town 10 to 12 years ago is when I met Stephanie.
And you guys wanted to have a place, not just to show work, but to have students come in and if I'm getting this right, just in my conversations with you and following you online in that, it's not even so much art-based. It's really community because you do different events. You have music in here. You have other just kind of gatherings and social stuff all built around art, but it's not just for people involved in art.
It's just correct? One subtle medium is an art supply, piece of clay, or when they're in here painting, or if they have their guitar. We do stretches. We're doing stretches and breathing and telling kids to focus and think about the bright side of life. I mean, they go to school and they don't get that. Our mission is pretty much every age, every ability, every income level. If we do it right and we think creatively, we get to any kid we need to get to. And we're not just kids. Adults come in as well. But yes, it's not just when you open something like this, this is not your conventional, I need to sell so many shares of insurance this month or anything. You're like, I need to make a living and make sure that we can make money and be able to fund ourselves in our dream. And our dream is leaving this here for the community.
And we've taught, this has come up in our conversations in the past, art can be a little intimidating, especially some of the places where art is shown, downtown in Prescott. It can be a little, it's not all that welcoming a lot of times, traditional art. This, when you walk in here, there's some beautiful pieces that you could tell people have put these together that have been involved in art for a long time. But I'm looking around at some things that are some beginners and some kids. So it kind of encompasses everything. Is that one of the goals to have, an atmosphere that's really welcoming to all levels?
Yeah, we try to keep it really bright and cheerful in here, and we welcome all sorts of artists. And people kind of just walk through the door and ask if they can put stuff up. And if it's something that, you know, doesn't look like it was made by a kindergartner, we generally give it a shot and stick it up on the wall for everyone to appreciate.
Now, what's your history? You said you taught at informally, you've taught formally at schools?
Yeah, I worked for about 10 years at Franklin Phonetic School. That's here in the front of Prescott Valley.
You start when you were 9?
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I'm 30, but thank you.
Everybody under 40 looks young to me, I think, as well.
I kind of work there on and off with different Danny.
That was a piece
it's not a TV,
that
Stephanie.
That was a piece of visual
nobody
art
can
she just
see
flashed
me.
At me.
It's okay. so I worked at Franklin School for a while, and I've taught in
Franklin
all of
Phonetic,
the...
Franklin Phonetic, that's right up next to Big Five, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. The big red buildings.
Now, what is Franklin Phonetic for people that aren't familiar with that campus?
Oh, it is a K through 8th school. It is a public school, but they are not... it's a public charter school.
Similar to Mingus, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, so they have an amazing program, and they're really big on the arts. They have a lot of music and drama and art, and it's really just fantastic. And I really enjoyed working there, and I love working with the kids. I just got to a point in my life where I thought I really need to do something to build my future, and that was when Danny came waltzing through the door again.
Again. So that was the most recent.
Okay. Yeah, she was here 10 or so years ago when I had met her, and then she just came back within the last couple of years, and we caught back up and decided to go for it.
What level did you teach at Phonetic?
Oh, all the levels. I started off in second grade. I did first, fourth. I jumped to junior high, back down. I taught Spanish to K through five, and I did a lot of stuff. Wherever they needed me, it changed every year.
And the art programs, too? Or was it all kind of intertwined?
It was all over the place. You know, in the morning, I'd teach Spanish. In the afternoon, I'd go help an assistant art, or I would teach an art class or a creative writing class or some other class.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice. So now you have now exited out of that, and are you doing this full time? Is that
yep?
The
I'm
goal?
Here full time now. Yep, it was scary.
She lives right around the corner.
I cut you off earlier. You were talking about the website, and then what's the address and phone number? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I told you there's no structure to this, and it bounces all over.
I love it.
And then in about 15 minutes, I'm going to go. Hey, do you got a website? So Cleodes.
Yeah, so our website was cleodestudios.com, and our address is 8198 East Spouse Drive in Prescott Valley. We're right on the corner of Robert Road and Spouse Drive. It's a big green building on the northwest corner. Can't miss us.
Right. Now, I understand the neighborhood, because he's like one of the only people that listens on a regular basis. The neighborhood has gotten much better recently because Matt Hinshaw moved. He used to live around the corner.
That's because we came here.
So, no, I think it was just since you guys were having kids come in, I think he had to exit the area. I think it's within that 500-foot boundary.
That's so mean.
No, Matt Hinshaw, who's been a frequent guest on these microphones used to live right around the corner. So I actually did a podcast that never aired. He asked me not to. It was a solo podcast I did one day. He was gone for the weekend in Phoenix doing some work. So he had me coming up and checking on his dog and grabbing his mail. And I had gotten done probably with you, Dan. I don't remember what. It was late at night after doing something on the square. So it was probably with you. So I had all my gear. And I went in. I grabbed some fast food and went in. It was like midnight. And I went into his house to feed his dog, put the paper and the mail away and stuff. But I kept recording while I did a little tour of his house. And I described everything that was left on the floor, what was in his refrigerator, what his bathroom looked like.
You should have posted it.
You know what? I got to check. I might have put part of it in there, but he was like, you didn't. Did you take pictures? I said, yeah, I took a couple of the refrigerator. It was like old cheese, half a loaf of bread, and three beers, and that was it.
Like a cartoon.
That sounds like a great Saturday night.
Now he's. That's a feast and a famine all in one. But he just recently moved out. He bought a place not too far from here. He's not in the neighborhood anymore. So I used to hang out in this 100-yard space quite a bit.
There's some great Mexican food around here.
What's the place? Right?
Azteca?
Yeah, Azteca is really
good.
Oh,
so good.
Right and next to them, they have street tacos for $1.50 on
only
Saturday and Sunday nights.
And a drive through liquor store.
Oh, yes.
And a Maya's Mercado up the street. Are they still doing the grill out there?
I love it there.
Are they doing the grill out there where they're barbecuing? But they run. There's a non sponsor. Follow Maya's Mercado on Facebook. He puts specials up there with his produce.
Oh, they're amazing! Amazing,
incredibly cheap. But you got to show that you're a follower of his on Facebook to get it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, I don't think he's too strict on, but he just wants to know. He's one of the guys. I sent him a or whoever. I don't know who runs it. I sent him a message one time because it's a perfect example of using social media for a business because whoever it is, they interact with their followers so much by giving special deals on it. It's just a perfect example of it. So that's one of our commercials. So
yeah, and he's really nice. He tried to sell me a bag of chocolates the other day, telling me that they were 110% chocolate.
110%.
110%.
Oh my goodness.
It was cute. He totally he was pulling my leg. Very obvious. He knew. He wasn't, you know.
And then you buy it and you go, this is, it's more than
I did buy them because the price was amazing and they were really good. And I bought 10 bags of them and I'm giving them away to our secretaries at schools.
Stephanie's
where we ran Mud Puppies.
Yep. She's been, because you know, right after spring break. So she's been walking in the schools with chocolate for all the secretaries. They've been like,
getting
we love
them all
you.
Fired up and wired. Do I need my fix?
They are handy.
110% pure. It's only been stepped on once.
I know. I walk in with bags of chocolate the week after spring break, and they look at me and go, oh my God, you know what kind of week this has been. And I say, yes, I know.
This corner that you're on is a really unique neighborhood in Prescott Valley. Because most of the time people think of Prescott Valley, they're thinking Harkins area or the Civic Center, the library area, the arena, the entertainment, you know, the Kohl's and the theater and Wild Wings and everything. This few little blocks here is a really neat mix of some traditional retail. There's some body shops and the pizza place across the way and the gas station. And then homes right next to little like this, your studio here, Maya's. It's an older style neighborhood as opposed to what most people think of Prescott Valley. I like this little strip here with the park around the corner. It's just a neat little area.
Yeah, it is really nice.
And the Exhale Smoke Shop right next door.
It does not, you know what? They're so friendly. And that's the thing is, you know, maybe 20 years ago, I would have been like, well, we can't put all these kids next to a smoke shop. But this is 2017. Where do you think the parents go?
Well, not just that. For this area, that's why I say it looks like this could have been lifted out of a different city's neighborhood. It's just kind of a neat little mix. I like this
area. Kind of just right in the middle of this big residential area. Just kind of
And walking distance, when we used to go, me and Matt, we'd walk over to Azteca Grill.
It's a perfect spot for the whole...
Gabby's right up the street. Mm-hmm. Great breakfast spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect spot for the all people concept of what we're doing with the community.
It's a nice little mix. So what are some of the things you guys are doing? You were talking about having kids come in. You're also going out to them at the schools. Give us a little breakdown of what type of things you two... Stephanie, Danny, and Cleody are involved in.
Okay. Well, our biggest project we have going on right now is called Mud Puppies, which it's just a cute play on words, you know, because Cleody, the coyote, and the kids are the puppies, and the clay is the mud, in case anyone was confused. But we have our Mud Puppies program, and that's for all ages. We go into schools. We're in four different schools, right?
We're in several districts, but
it's growing. You're growing slowly.
Yes, we're in Coyote Springs on Monday, American Heritage Academy in Verde on Tuesdays, Humboldt Elementary on Wednesdays, and Del Rio on Thursdays.
Yes.
And so it's a six-week program. There are four classes. They do clay classes with us. One of them's always the wheel, so they get one-on-one time on the wheel. Fifth class, they paint everything. And then the sixth class, they have an art show with the parents can come. They have snacks. They get their art back. They teach their parents what they learned, and they take it home.
Cool.
But she did this killer fundraiser in Cottonwood for a little cheerleading team. And we made money so that we can keep buying more wheels and more art supplies. But the cheerleading team made out really good.
They made like $400 in one day.
Oh, nice.
Just from selling tickets. We had a pottery wheel session for them. And the little girls went out and they sold a couple tickets each. They sold 40 tickets. We made 40 pots that day. They made $400 or a little bit more. I don't remember.
And circling back to what I was saying earlier, this is a great display. No, I say we all of us. It's a place where you're displaying your art and other artists. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what you were saying. It's not when people think of coming in to look at art. Typically, they're thinking of places, and there's nothing wrong with it. They're just a different feel, like Newman Gallery and other places downtown.
See, I think Newman Gallery really has it going on because they're very eclectic, and they have recycled stuff because you can't always make recycled stuff look like something, but they have things
robots were incredible.
Right, from $5. This is a $12,000 painting here. This is Rainbow Westland.
She spends a year on that.
$1.50 pins, but, and we have $5 pieces.
Places like that, and some of the other galleries downtown, and of course, out in the valley, Scottsdale, Phoenix, wherever. They're more where you come in to look at art or to purchase art.
Yeah.
You're talking about you go on and do these events or do these presentations, but it is really hands-on.
Yeah.
It's not just where people go to look at and appreciate art. They're also getting their hands dirty. They're it's an interactive thing for
you can make or take, basically. If you're coming in for a gift, you can get that. But if you want to make that gift by yourself, come before the day that you want to give it. But you can make the gift with your own hands, or you can buy one.
Aside from CleodeStudios.com, phone number, did we give that? Or is there a best way to just reach you on the web? Is that the best way?
We use both our phone numbers as business phone numbers. Mine is 610-823-3742. Stephanie is
928-925-3772.
And your setup I saw with, what's the square? So people can pay using...
Yeah, we do cash, credit, debit, check.
PayPal.
Now, talk to me a little bit about, do you participate in the open mic as well?
Sometimes. I usually go home for family time, but if someone requests me to stay in for a pottery wheel lesson or something, then I'll stay in.
Give me the gist of what happens on that open mic, because I've seen photos, seen some video clips and stuff online, Facebook and that. It's not just art. We get musicians coming in. You do some spoken word and stuff.
Yeah, so open mic is so much fun because it's just... You know, we come here in this really cool little place with all this amazing art and this creative atmosphere, and we have house drums and a house guitar, so you can come in and strum or beat along, and we have, it's always acoustic. Danny comes in, she'll sing, she'll play the harmonica, her husband does the guitar. We have other guests and hosts who come in and do usually the guitar also. And
when are these? Is that a regular schedule?
Thursday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and now sometimes it might start at 6:15, and we might be here till 10.
But it's kind of free, more of an open house type of feel, it sounds like.
Yeah, we usually have snacks and stuff like that. People can open paint for $15 and make a painting. They can get on the wheel for $20. Last night we had a circle of like 14 people in here. One was a kid with his therapist because he needed to express himself, and he brought some rap and made his own rap and performed for the first time in his life.
Now, that circles what I wanted with your involvement, Stephanie, with the schools and in a not a traditional educational format like you would find in a public a standard public school district. Franklin Phonetic, you said, was very artistic. I know they do regular performances for the public as well?
Yeah.
I've seen some of the paper and things.
Their founder, Tom and Cindy Franklin, are both very, very passionate about the arts. And we do really big performances. I think every other year we have this huge K through 5 musical, and it packs a house for 2 nights. And we have to separate it up so we can fit everyone in the auditorium. So some people come one day and others the other day. Regularly, they do performances with the band. We have a marching band that they practice, and they go in the parades. We're in the light parade. They'll go do competitions and stuff.
Tell me a little bit about that aspect of education. And like Danny mentioned, the kid who came in the other night and performed as a way of opening up some expression, avenues of expression. How important is it, and what benefit do kids get by being involved not just in the reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also the arts?
You know, it's just so amazing for these children to have these artistic outlets, because we have kids and, you know, they're not required to take these classes. Once you hit junior high, you can sign up. If you want to do drama, you can go do drama. If you want to take wood shop, you can go do wood shop. And these kids, they just flourish in this environment. Franklin School is just amazing just because it's such a small, it's not a small school. It's just, it feels like a community. The teachers and staff are really awesome, and they're on top of helping to make sure that no one gets bullied or picked on, and very encouraging. And yeah, I'm sorry, those arts programs are just amazing, and it really, you can see the kids just come out of their shell and bloom. And we have so many children who come to us, and you know, they're very quiet and they're very, they keep to themselves. And then, you know, you get them in drama, and all of a sudden they're center stage singing. You know,
now how does that correspond to the more traditional education of mathematics and things? When they have that balance, does it help
them? Seems to help a lot. Yeah. It really breaks up the day. So they're not going straight from science to math. They're doing something fun in between. And it just kind of helps.
Like recharge
it helps keep them
a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. They recharge. They mellow out a little bit because, you know, they haven't been sitting in the same chair for 2 hours straight. You know, they get up, they get to move around, they go to recess, they get to go to music and sing for a while.
I love recess. I try and have recess now at work.
And it's just, people don't realize the benefit of having the arts for these kids, because they need to express themselves. They need to try to figure out more about who they are, what their passions are, and what they can do later in life to really make themselves happy.
We as kids, every kid draws, finger paints, plays with clay and things. And then we get to a point where we start care, because we don't care what it looks like, you know.
Right.
Is it an airplane? Is that a bird? Is it a dinosaur? I don't know. It's fun.
Uh-huh.
Then we get to a point, and I don't know where it is. Maybe
it's teenage,
six,
right about that teenage,
high,
yep.
Where we then start getting self-conscious, and for many of us, we never pick up a crayon or a pen again, or a piece of paint, or a, you know, paintbrush or anything.
Yeah, it's really disheartening, and I see it a lot. And you know, we get the kids in here, and they start creating things, and they just sit down and go for it.
Yeah,
and they end up making this really cool piece. You know, you can't necessarily tell what it is, but they're very proud of themselves, and they had a lot of fun. And then you get the adults in here, and they're just so aware and very self-conscious and very scared of doing anything.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. I have to sit down with the adults and say, okay, this is how you make a butterfly or something. And, you know, they'll get inspired and say, oh, well, I can do that. That wasn't so hard. And then they'll do it, and they're
Do you see a difference in how the adults act if they're in a room with kids as opposed to just in a room with adults? And the reason I ask is because I used to love drawing as a kid and painting and everything. And I was horrible. I had no artistic ability in that sense. It shifted when I picked up a camera, and then I started in photography is like the basis of what I've done for the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it changed. And I never really drew or painted or anything until, and I had a, we have, my wife and I have one child who came into our life late in life. I was in my mid-40s when he was born. He's 7 now. And I started drawing and coloring and things with him, and it, I'm still horrible. I can't, I have no talent, but it doesn't matter because I'm as good as a 3 or 4 year old. He's now surpassed me. He's got the, but it's just very fun and relaxing to
it
do
is.
That.
It's incredibly
and I
relaxing.
Wish I would have done it in my 20s or 30s as opposed to waiting until I was, you know.
Yeah,
wow.
We actually have a lot of adults who come in here and just, why didn't I do this sooner? This is amazing. But I didn't think I could do this.
I can't do I won't do it by myself. Uh-huh. I won't do it. Like I used
Some
to doodle
people need
a lot.
Guidance. Just a little guidance.
But with him, I'm much more relaxed, and mm-hmm. I've gone to his school.
As long as you're not making his art for him, you have to make your own sometimes.
No, he sometimes has to help me with mine.
Good. And it's collaboration is okay.
Yeah, but I've gone to his classroom and played, with, you know, when I've sat in, and I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, does it help? See, I wouldn't be able to come into a – I wouldn't be able to take an art class or come in if it was just adults. I would be too self-conscious. No problem if I'm around a bunch of little kids. Do you see that at all, or is
well,
it?
Well, so far the classes we've had together have been parents and their children, and gotcha. you can kind of see it there, but you know they're familiar with the kids, so I don't know if it's a very good an example. Otherwise, no, we do get adults in here, and they are very very self conscious, and so we just let them know, hey, it doesn't have to look perfect. How many times have you done the pottery wheel in your life? Never. Yeah. This looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very very time. Encouraging.
Nice.
But yeah, when the adults and the children are in the same room, they kind of just I watch the adults and they just watch these kids like, how did you think of that? Where did that inspiration come from? And they're just like, I don't know. The kids are just going away and the adults are like, I don't know what to do. And they kind of have to sit and wait for inspiration, but they do it is a lot more relaxing and they have a lot of fun when they're working with the kids. Nice. I have noticed that. It takes a few minutes. You gotta give adults a little more encouragement.
Yeah, kick them in the butt.
Yeah.
Or have them go over to the drive-thru next door and pick up.
Not yet.
Liquid encouragement.
No, we will be be offering Wheel and Wines in the future when we have our BYOB license.
Okay. So look for some opportunities for some adult encouragement. But also, if not, come in and just listen to some of the music on the open mics Thursday and Saturday.
Thursday and Saturday, 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. Do the open paint because it's cheaper. Do get there if it's your first time. Come on those times because it's cheaper.
Relaxed. It's a way you're not right. Just concentrating on the art. You're also can be a little inspired by the music.
We
just
also
the
like we got a group of Stone Ridge ladies that came out and just came from Stone Ridge, and we're also possibly going to Stone Ridge,
oh,
so
nice.
They don't have to. And we do private parties. We do them at restaurants and bars.
Cool.
Oh yeah, the latest one. I'm going to call it pottery patio parties.
Yes,
so we can go to
That's
people's
a lot of
homes.
Peas,
I know. Well, it's a lot of fun, and the pottery wheel is so
we
messy.
Have these sponges on the mics for saying that. But oh. Soak it up.
So we can go to people's homes. We ask for a minimum of 6 people when we do this, but we bring out the pottery wheel. We set it up for you, and then you're in the comfort of your own home with your friends and family, and you can have a barbecue, you can have drinks, you can have snacks.
And you can hose off your porch if it's nice outside.
Exactly. Just hose it off because it's messy.
Now, you also are, we can cut this over. I didn't know if you wanted to get into it with the Casa for Kids.
Oh, sure.
You want to talk a little bit about your involvement with that, what you do. It's a new venture for you, it sounded like.
Yeah, so.
And let's plug. You've got an event coming up.
Yeah, and I'd love to talk about that, actually. So I'm with a program right now called the Yavapai Casa for Kids Foundation. And it's a foundation. They raise money for foster children who are local. And it's for things like, you know, little Susie needs new school supplies and her foster parents can't afford it. So they write to the foster program and get a donation, and the foster program gives them so much money. Or if we already have, you know, a backpack full of great supplies, we'll send it their way. But it's for all sorts of, you know, the foster parents would like to go to Disneyland and they can't afford the plane ticket or they can't afford the Disneyland ticket, and they'll write to us. And we've been really awesome about helping fill the needs, and we want to make sure that the foster children feel welcome and that their foster family can support them.
What a great way to soften that transition.
Yeah. Yeah, because it can be very traumatizing for children to be put in foster care.
I was going to say, to get to that point,
because
they've already gone through so much unfamiliar stuff.
Yeah.
So now a way to kind of bind and fill in some of those gaps?
Yeah, we just really try to offer assistance to the foster families just to really help those poor kids. Just they've been through enough. They need more joy in their lives.
And what do you personally do, though? What are you involved in?
I personally am the chair of fundraising. This next event we have coming up is called the Gala for Children. It's June 10th from 5 to 9. And you can find information on it on the Yavapai CASA for Kids website. I'm not sure the web address. I'll look it up
and we'll put it both in the intro and outro. I do those separate and in the little, we do a little show note, couple paragraphs.
And most of their funding comes through tax credit donations. So if you need somewhere to donate your taxes to for that little bit of write-off, they are a perfect, perfect place to do that.
Now, this event, the gala, is this an open to the public? Is there ticket sales?
So you have to purchase tickets, but you can purchase them online. Just look up the CASA website.
Let's do it now. Talk amongst yourselves. This is great, great audio when somebody's playing with their phone.
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Don't you want to do?
Danny can fill it in.
Hi, my name is Danny.
Yeah, so we're going to be throwing this big gala, and you can purchase your tickets online. It's $50 per ticket, which I know sounds expensive, but $25 of it is tax refundable, and it's for the kids. And it's just going to be this great night. They're going to supply dinner.
Is that you guys?
That is it.
Okay.
It comes with a really nice dinner, live music. They're going to have silent auctions and raffles, and it's just really pleasant. You'll get to learn more about the program, and, you know, it's for the kids, and it's really for awareness, and we're trying to fill it up. I need to sell about 100 tickets, so if you need something to do on a Friday night,
Saturday night. We could read you everything that's on the website, but sure. One, that would be me hearing you hearing my voice more than you need to. And then it would be kind of boring because you could look at it for yourself. Yavapai CASA with a C, yavapaicasaforkids.org. Even before that the June gala, there is an April 4th Arizona Gives a Day. That's a statewide motivation to participate and give and donate. There's a link right there to donate. There is links to their social media, so follow Yavapai CASA for Kids on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Gives Day. That's April 4th. That is a perfect day if you want to make a donation because we are getting matched donations day. So if you can donate $100 or whatever, that's going to get matched right away. And we're really encouraging people to hold their donations until that day just because we have this other amazing sponsor and she's just so wonderful and she matches everything we make that day.
A way to really get the best bang for the buck by waiting till April 4th. Arizona Gives a Day, and that's a statewide movement. So there's lots of ways you can do it, but here locally, let's concentrate on Yavapai CASA for Kids.org. .org, Yavapai CASA for Kids. So, and how long have you been involved with them?
Not too long. I think I'm going on about 3 months. I put in my application to see if I could just join and be on the board because I really wanted to make a difference. And then next thing I know, I'm the head of fundraising because I have a lot of experience with doing that at Franklin School.
I told her that I would do it if she did it, and I just put my name on the application and left all the paragraphs blank.
I filled mine out.
I'm not joking either.
You're a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, she said she was going to sign up with me, but...
But we
she
still
didn't really
do.
Try.
We actually, CASA for Kids, those foster kids get vouchers that if they want to come to Clayote, CASA pays for it for free. So if you go to CASA for Kids Foundation and say you want to come here with your foster child, they will pay for it and they can come in here.
So that's Danny's way of contributing.
But they're welcome.
Above all else, just get on the website, clayotestudios.com. Stop by
and Facebook
same links. Is it a link on the website?
Probably. I don't know anymore.
And then there's also Clayote Studios open mic link. There's like 200 people in that group, but it's just, we share what we're doing on open mics.
But the best thing is stop in, check out the place. There's lots of stuff.
The
to
pictures
look at.
Don't do justice. Yeah. There's so many neat things in here to see, and you can come in and admire the art. And like Danny said, we have things that are $1.50. We have paintings for $5.
And what's cool is everywhere you look there, you'll find like another little thing hidden in it.
Do you like her dragon? It hasn't been glazed yet, but she made it with clay.
And you're also, let's plug other folk. Who do you have? Let's talk about who you got. You got Jeff Daverman, Roots Concepts. You got a display here.
I have Jeff Daverman with Roots Concepts. I have some of his artwork. I have Samantha Belfeld, who I met in Phoenix, and she started with Art Awakenings to do art therapy, and now she's painting more than I am. Like, her whole house
very
is
nice.
Filled.
I was painting recently. We were just painting a bathroom, but it's still therapeutic.
We also have, this is my friend that bought a lot of my art, actually from Pennsylvania, John Speaker. If you look up johnspeaker.com, he has amazing, he's a self-taught artist. And these are actually giant paintings, these prints on polished wood.
That's how we started painting.
Yeah, and they're these beautiful, trippy, kind of neat things that he does.
That's where you poop.
No, that says pop.
Oh!
Pop and Anthony.
I thought it said poop.
Pop and Anthony. So we started writing our names on the wall, and then I texted it to my wife, and she was not happy.
I already told you could bring Anthony, but you're not allowed to make his work.
I'm sorry. I interrupt.
Keep going?
You're
the one that asked anyway.
No, go, please.
We have Chris Robbins in the corner, who actually helps keep the studio clean at Yavapai College in the ceramics department, and he's doing a few sculptures in a mansion right now, but we have his stuff. We have Stefan Eddings, who is an amazing guy. He has stuff in the Artomat machine at the Met in New York. Do you know what the Artomat machine is?
No.
It is the old cigarette machines.
I was just going to say, let me cut it. If I had to guess, I would say it was a vending machine where you can buy art.
It's the good
like
job.
Like the Automat where you put your coin in and get a piece of pie?
You get a piece of art. You put $7 in and you get a piece of art. So he also has that. He's got pins. He's got huge paintings. He has a show right now at Bill's Pizza.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he does really cool zombie paintings. They're super funky fresh. And if you need a gift for a teenager, they are perfect. They are so cool.
Or if you really want to scare a podcast host.
With what? They look like zombies or bunnies? It's your choice.
I'll take the bunnies.
Well, there's some bunnies. We have Marley Lightfield, and right now the other one, last but not least, is Rainbow Westland. This is a local artist that lives in Dewey Humboldt on 4 acres. She's on a fixed income. She paints 1 to 2 paintings a year. She's self-taught, and she's just now starting to expose herself after an entire lifetime. Nice. Yeah.
Now, I want to say, and I might be wrong, but the last time I talked to you on mic was at the fair.
Yep.
Where we talked to Marley. She was with the bottles.
Yep.
Paul, an artist. Really neat stuff. I like it. We talked to
Moonshine Crafts and Creations.
We talked to her for a few minutes, and that was the first time I met her. Mm-hmm. Tell me about these boards.
These skateboards actually were Chris's skateboards that he skated, and then I did.
He's still skating, isn't he?
He did dislocate his shoulder. He's not skating as much moment. But those are his skateboards that he really skated. I did a layer, and then Stefan Eddings added. I forgot we also have Delaney Marie. That's her art.
Those
up
boards
there.
Are cool. And I've seen some. I was in San Diego and La Jolla a few months ago, and I was at a restaurant where there's local kids that are skaters that were hanging out at this guy's restaurant. Oh, Don Carlos Taco Shop, unofficial sponsor of the podcast.
Really?
On Pearl Street. So they were just hanging out. So he let the kids come in and kind of do some decoration and stuff. And they did some boards of their own.
Wow.
And then one of the kids is a photographer and he's got a whole display up at Don Carlos. Or at least it was when I was there, just some beautiful work. Kind of similar to what you're doing. It was just kind of a way to involve the community.
There's a lot of stuff like that. There's churches in Pennsylvania that have full skate parks. And that's...
Oh, wow.
They have a whole youth program. But, yeah.
So what else do you want to hit as we're wrapping up here?
Yes, you can stop in, but we just hired some new teachers and staff. And between 2 and 5, sometimes we might be out of school. So, yes... Certainly stop by when you see that we're here, but don't get mad if we're not here.
No, best bet, website,
Clayotestudios.com.
Follow them on Facebook. Because you can trade messages that way and really set a time when they can come in. But poke your head in. Look.
We love
window.
Our neighbors. The people at Exhale are very kind. We also love Tri-City Computers or Tech over here.
Right on the other side of you?
Yep, they're really nice. We've got a nice little thing going on.
If... You stop by the studio, and there's nobody here.
Our number's on the door.
Number's on the door. Call them up and then walk over and grab a burger at Gabby's or a couple of tacos at Azteca.
Yes.
Or walk through Mario's. And
drive-through Mario's, but you mean?
I've walked through there a couple of times.
And just so you know, you can also get incense and t-shirts at the smoke shop. And but, then over here at Tri-City, they answer all computer questions and issues, and they're a sweet family.
But just make it time to come. I'm sorry, I've been meaning to come down here, and I want to get over for one of the open mics. Paul's mentioned it a couple of times, so I want to come in.
Sometimes they're big and sometimes they're small.
But it's a neat, it's just a very relaxed.
It's a clubhouse.
Yeah, it is. It looks nice in here. I wish I would have come in sooner. I'll make a point to come on in. I don't want to check one of those out. But just stop in and take a look around. There's some really neat stuff in here.
Yeah, Stephanie also, I mean, we get orders for weird stuff that people need that they broke out of clay. Stephanie just did the bottom of this. It was a fountain in their yard, and so the bottom clay part broke. It's the part where the tubes and everything. So if you have something like that that breaks, I did a sauerkraut, antique sauerkraut crock lid because it needed to be redone. So some people come in here and they ask for custom things they might have broke along the way or how to repair something as well.
Or a way to recycle, reuse something and turn it into something else.
Yeah. And you know, I know we talked about the mud puppies. We didn't really touch on the adult classes we offer.
The mud old dogs? What do you call them?
There's the wheel dogs? Wolves for teens.
The what is it?
Wheel wolves for teens, mud slingers for adults. And I just need to type at some point today so I can put all the other workshops on.
Yeah, we offer just single pottery wheel lessons for any adults who want to stop in during the day and just see if they like it. We also offer a six-class program. It's $119. You get 5 projects and a glaze day, and it's a lot of fun. You can do every single day on the pottery wheel if you want, or you can do a couple days on the pottery wheel, and then you can do, you know, hand building, and it's all assisted. So if you come in and you have no idea what you're doing, but you think you're going to love it, come on in, give it a try. If you like it, we can do the 6 classes, or if you had enough fun for the day, you know, just the one class, it's
and if
really
the
relaxed.
Wheel's not your thing, there's you're dealing with not just pottery, you're dealing with paints, and if you find none of those are tickling your funny bone, then come in for the open mic and listen to some music and hang out.
Yeah, for sure.
Good deal. Anything else? Danny, nothing else to plug?
You know how hard it is for me to keep my mouth shut, and I'm doing a pretty good job making sure stuff gets some more.
She's doing a really good
promo info.
Oh, for the gala, just we'll put this out there because this is going up either tonight or tomorrow afternoon. You have a possible opportunity for some music that you want to do, some performance stuff. So if anybody's out there, get a hold of Stephanie. And
yeah, we're looking for maybe a trio or a quartet. We want to get some nice, classy kind of music because a lot of the folks who will be joining us are much older. So, you know, if you know anyone or if you yourself can do some Frank Sinatra or something similar from about the era.
Something playing in the background there,
yeah. Yeah, just background music. You don't have to do a performance. It's very laid back. It's just, it's going to be a really nice
night. Where is it going to be?
Oh, it's at the Centennial Center at Antelope, the golf course.
The golf course, Antelope Hills. Just right there at where Chino meets Prescott.
Yeah, right there, right almost across the street from that gas station that's there. It's right in that intersection.
Yeah, we've done some work over there before. It's at the end of one of the fairways and the runways over there. It's the old clubhouse that they've turned into a really nice event center.
Yeah, it is really nice. And, you know, we would love everyone to join us. And like I said, tickets are $50. 25 of it will come back to you as a tax refund. The other 25 helps us pay for, you know, the dining that you're going to receive and the event space and stuff.
But all of it, the entire amount, no matter how it's divided up, is a great, and I'm talking slow because I'm trying to pull this up, is a way to benefit the community and benefit YavapaiCasaForKids.org.
Yeah, and you know, they are just an amazing program. And like I said, if you can make it to the gala, that would be amazing. You can buy your tickets online. We're still working on the website. That's kind of my job right now. I'm trying to build the page, and I've got it mostly there. But yeah, we're trying to sell tickets. And if you own a business and you'd like to become a sponsor, we also have really great sponsorship opportunities for you. Yeah, just check it out online. We have our PDFs up right now. Just still working on it. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of work.
Nice.
Because I just joined the program, I really haven't had much time to work on this gala. That's just right around the corner. So I'm almost scrambling just to try to get all the PDFs together and make sure that, you know, the spell check was on and I got all the information I need and bouncing it back and forth between people and getting the website to work. It's just been fun.
So for your own peace of mind, pick up a crayon, pick up a paintbrush, have some fun, get a hold of ClayoteStudios.com. I got it right that time. And Arizona Gives a Day, April 4th, is a great way to get the most for your dollar by donating to YavapaiCasaForKids.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they can do that online, or we will have a couple of places set up where they can come in and personally right donate. We'll have those announced on the website, too.
And come on by here. Check out the local artists. Support local art. Support those that support local art. Anything else? We good? We done?
Thanks for coming.
That was a half a smile, half a growl.
No, all right, it wasn't. I'm just holding my information. You know how much TMI I have.
All right. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Well, that was it. 129 is in the books, I guess, or on the line or wherever it goes in the cloud. I hope you enjoyed Stephanie Leon, Danny Fisher, and myself at ClayoteStudios.com. And don't forget, Amazon link, Audible link, BarkBox link, right there at MileHighShotShow.com. I don't even know my own website. MileHighShow.com. Use the Amazon link. Use the Audible link. Use the BarkBox link. And you get free stuff by using all of those. Except Amazon, you get free stuff too because you're saving so much money. It's like free. So that's it. Amazon, Audible, BarkBox, all at MileHighShow.com. Support the show. Help us support local artists. And we will talk at you soon. And if you see us out and about recording in and around Prescott or Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, the Phoenix area, wherever you see us, come on over. Say hi. Get on the mic with us. You can follow us at MileHighShow.com. There's links to our social media, including Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook right across the top of the page. Follow us there. You can know where we're recording and who we are recording with. And if you have any suggestions for guests or topics, please, please send them to us through our contact page at MileHighShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.